From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, May 12th. Coming up, it can be tough to navigate the health system to find treatment for mental health issues. We hear some of the challenges young adults are facing in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The head of an investigation into a deadly COVID-19 outbreak at a state-run veterans home says confusion over pandemic protocols within the facility likely made the crisis worse. Hannah Meisel has more.
A COVID outbreak last fall at the LaSalle Veterans Home killed 36 residents, more than a quarter of the facility's population. An investigation into the outbreak found that during the summer, the facility ended its COVID policy mandating that residents who returned from a nearby hospital quarantine for 2 weeks. But that's where the first COVID cases in the outbreak came from, according to nurses interviewed for the investigation. Peter Neumer, the state's Department of Human Services Inspector General who led the investigation, says by the time of the outbreak in November, staff were confused, as changes in the home's COVID policies seemed to be passed on by word of mouth.
And so in absence of that written directive, it seems like it became a little bit more of a game of telephone.
Neumer's investigation also found COVID-positive residents in the home were commingled with other residents. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Local health departments are gearing up for the extension of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to people as young as 12. The Federal Food and Drug Administration authorized use of the vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds on Monday. Champaign-Urbana Public Health Administrator Julie Pride says younger teens could start getting vaccinated in Champaign County as soon as tomorrow.
I have just recently posted on our Facebook page a list of all the different places that will be open. There will be places to go, the Walgreens and Walmarts and things starting Thursday, and then walk-in clinics at Public Health and at Carl and various places starting on Friday and going through the weekend.
Pride says plans are also underway to open school-based clinics in Mahomet, Rantoul, Holy Cross School in Champaign, and other locations over the next 2 weeks. Authorization for the vaccine for younger teens still needs to clear one more hurdle at the federal level. That's an advisory committee at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that meets today. Pride says she expects the committee to approve the expanded use of the Pfizer vaccine. Governor J.B. Pritzker used local road projects in Champaign County as his backdrop to announce the latest round of Rebuild Illinois grants. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
This is the fourth round of state grants for local road projects in the Rebuild Illinois Infrastructure Program, bringing the total to $1 billion so far. Governor Pritzker says in Champaign County, the grants will pay for reinforcing the bridge that carries Flatville Road over the Upper Salt Fork drainage ditch and provide major upgrades to Sydney Road, such as wider shoulders and more rumble strips.
These are changes that aren't focused on those who are passing through on the interstate. These are tangible upgrades for the families that call Champaign County home.
Governor Pritzker signed the $45 billion Rebuild Illinois Capital Plan in 2019. It passed the General Assembly with bipartisan support, but one of its GOP opponents, Darren Bailey, is now running for governor. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
A train derailment on the Canadian National tracks last night closed roads around Pasotum. According to WAND-TV, a statement from Canadian National says a total of 16 train cars were derailed in the incident around 8 p.m., but the railroad says there were no injuries, fire, or leaks of hazardous materials. U.S. Route 45 was closed north of Pasotum, as far north as County Road 600 North, where Unity West Elementary School is located. WCIA-TV reported that roads south of Pasotum were also closed, as was the I-57 off-ramp into the town. Still to come, young adults face many new experiences and challenges that can threaten their mental health. We'll get that story from Side Effects Public Media coming up next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Young adults face many new experiences and challenges, and that can threaten their mental health. Navigating the health system to find help also can be tough. Side Effects Public Media's Darian Benson reports.
Noelle Broughton is an accomplished student. She's in a graduate program at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis, and is headed for a PhD. She also struggles with anxiety and self-doubt. As a child, she had a few therapy sessions, but they didn't last. Now, at 25, she wants to try treatment again before heading to the University of Kansas for her doctorate in public administration.
But then once I actually took the step to do so, I realized how difficult it is. It feels impossible at times.
Broughton has been looking for a mental health provider who is female, a person of color, and in network. She's had no luck in the past year.
I feel like every time I find someone who checks two of those boxes, maybe they don't check the third box.
So as she prepares to move west, she questions if seeking treatment is worth it. Many other young adults face similar problems when it comes to mental health services. It's especially challenging for those who suddenly lose the support of school counselors. Jedediah Carter grew up in a rural town with limited mental health care, but family support helped him get through high school. When he moved to Indianapolis for college, he wasn't ready for the academic challenges and being on his own.
It's tough to, you know, be out as a young adult trying to navigate this brand new world for the first time.
Carter is now 24 and taking a break from school to regain control of his mental health. Finding care for depression and anxiety hasn't been easy. While taking classes, he could use IUPUI's mental health services. But now that he's not enrolled, he has lost access to them. He struggled to find a provider on his own.
It feels like you are being forgotten or left, you know, because nobody's returning your calls. But I was like feeling a little bit of a crisis that I needed to get this started or things were only going to get worse.
There's a term for Broughton, Carter, and others like them. They're called transitional young adults because from age 16 to 26, many graduate high school, attend college, or enter the workforce. Anita Everett of the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration says this all heightens the risk of mental illness.
We know that people are making decisions that could impact the rest of their lives and things like that. There's a lot of sort of stress and a lot of pressure on individuals in that age group.
Nancy Roy is a psychologist with the Jed Foundation, which supports the emotional health of young adults. She says insurance plays an important role in getting treatment.
If you do have insurance, then at least you have the structure of being able to go online or pick up the phone and call the number on the back of your card.
Roy says it can still take a long time to find a provider that is taking new patients. Another problem, there aren't enough providers. A Kaiser Family Foundation study found that in Indiana, nearly a quarter of adults with symptoms of depression or anxiety had an unmet need for counseling or therapy. And a University of Michigan study found there are only 6 psychiatrists in Indiana for every 100,000 people. Both trends line up with national data. Everett says Congress is trying to help by boosting funds for young adults who've had their first psychotic episode. Through this funding, every state has at least one program to increase access to care.
And the whole concept there is to identify that as early as possible and help those kids, those people, young adults, get back on track.
Carter spent 6 months searching for a provider. He finally made an appointment, but he knows he's lucky to still be on his parents' insurance.
I do feel like the system is way harder than it needs to be, especially for, you know, I think something that is essential.
From Side Effects Public Media, I'm Darian Benson.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says to expect plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to a high of 62 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Jim Meadows, and Darian Benson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.